Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
As well as you enemies, scoffers, skeptics, atheists, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. I'm Tim Brown. I'm the editor at sonsoflibertymedia.com. I'm filling in for Bradley today, live from the bunker in the hot and humid U.S.-occupied state of South Carolina, where some of our elected leaders continue to be spineless concerning the Confederate flag and other things that they should be standing up for. But those of us who live here are not. You can find us online at sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and also sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. If you want to follow Bradley on Facebook, look him up at Bradley, that's B-R-A-D-L-E-E-E, Dean on Facebook, Bradley Dean on Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, and also Sons of Liberty Media on Facebook. And if you want to follow Bradley, you, on Twitter, you can locate him there at BradleyDean1, BradleyDean1 on Twitter. And we've got a great show ahead today. I just want to let you know we have Marine Sergeant Jeremy North on the line. He'll be joining us in the second segment. Recently wrote an article in which he expressed his displeasure with not only our quote-unquote weak president, but also with the Islamic attack in Chattanooga, Tennessee. And we're going to bring him up to let him have a voice beyond text, and something I think that many in our audience, as well as myself, have voiced quite often, and that is there's got to be a line that we draw to where we speak out against, and not only speak out, but we give warning to action that we are ready to defend our land and defend our freedoms against Islamic jihadists. If they want to bring the fight here, as Sergeant Knopf says, the rules of engagement won't apply with us. So you want to stay tuned in the second segment for that. But heading over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, just to let you know of some of the articles that are out today, Obama has set his sights on taking guns from the elderly and the disabled. Now, he is doing this by means of using the Social Security Administration, and if you know, I guess in his thinking, there's more than one way to skin the cat. Even though every bit of it's illegal under the Constitution, which explicitly says the rights of the people shall not be infringed, and that's not the rights of the militia. The people form the militia, but the rights of the people to keep and bear arms are God-given. They're not government-given, and therefore government has no business even debating whether or not they're going to have gun control or whether they're going after people's guns or whether they're going to require background checks or any of that. The Constitution knows nothing of that stuff. In fact, when you go back into history, you'll find out prior to the Revolutionary War, all of that stuff was building up until England decided they want to come take our arms, our gunpowder at the time, cannons and the sword, and that's where the whole story of Paul Revere comes in. For those who are ignorant of history, look at that. That's why he was saying the British are coming, so the people could go get their arms and keep them from the British. Also, sonsoflibertymedia.com. The president of France wants the Eurozone members to transfer their sovereignty to the United States of Europe. You hear about the economic crisis that they're facing, and they're facing it because they're buying into the same kind of nonsensical economics that we're following here under a Marxist administration, and even prior to that, other administrations that claim to be conservative, but they were administrations who lived in debt. So that's what they're facing in Europe. We're facing it here now. Why would anybody want to continue to go on board with that kind of thing is beyond me. Also, sonsoflibertymedia.com, David Whitney has a new article up, The Road to Moral Anarchy. We also have at sonsoflibertymedia.com, Genesis 3D movie, bringing the creation to the big screen. It was mere weeks ago that I spoke with Dr. Kent Hovind as he was released from prison following those tax charges that he faced, which we still believe are not only unconstitutional, they're just completely immoral in how they're set up. But I spoke with his son this past week, and his son, Eric, is in the process of producing a film that's going to be 3D. It's going to come on the big screen in targeted audiences and then on DVD later on, which will seek to put the book of Genesis to life, especially the creation. You'll be able to see for probably the first time what it might have been like for God to speak the worlds into existence. That's going to be make a pretty big splash. Lord willing, next July, I believe it is, 2016, is when they're set to debut that film. You'll want to check that out at sonsoflibertymedia.com. There's a trailer there. Also at sonsoflibertymedia.com, Franklin Graham says, it's time to stop Islamic immigration. Well, I'm glad to hear Franklin Graham jumping on board here. On some of these things, he's been saying some good stuff, some not so good, but at least on this one, he's right. He's on catching up several years to some of us who have been calling for a stop to that for several years. In fact, I wanted to push the White House's buttons a couple of years ago, and I put one of the petitions up, and it was amazing to me how the American people wrote to me and said, I won't sign that petition because I don't want to get on their list. They were fearful of their own government. I don't want to put my name on that list because I'm scared. I had about 5,000 signatures, but as my story went out across the internet, there were tens of thousands of likes on the article. And I have to say, if you won't stand up now when it's costing you very little, what makes you think you're going to stand up when it's going to cost you your life? Come on, America. You got to stand up for these things. Also, sonsoflibertymedia.com, if this comment from Feinstein for Obama's Iran deal is support, then there is none. Additionally, just came in through Suzanne Hamner, hypocritical, unconstitutionally qualified Mark Rubio claims Donald Trump is disqualified from presidency over what he claims are McCain's not a war hero comments. You want to check that out. Several of these guys who are running are unconstitutionally qualified to be president simply on the basis of not being a natural-born citizen. If you want to find out what that is, go back to the 1790 Naturalization Act, which was signed 2 years after the Constitution, and they specifically lay out what a natural-born citizen is. You got to have two parents who are citizens, plain and simple. They did not leave it arbitrary. Also, sonsoflibertymedia.com, this governor has authorized adjutant general to arm full-time military personnel, and he's not the only one, but is that enough? On the other side of the break, we'll pick up Marine Sergeant Jeremy Knopf. Stay with us.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together. Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Sons of Liberty. We have on the line with us Marine Sergeant Jeremy Knopf. Are you there, Sergeant Knopf?
Yes, I'm here. How are you doing?
I'm great, man. I'm glad that you were able to join us after some back and forth of trying to get you online for a short time today, and I appreciate that. I know your Facebook is blowing up over the weekend.
Absolutely. It's been kind of crazy. I was really blown away by the response.
Well, I think you say a lot of what most Americans have thought. In fact, I would venture to say that some of us have thought further down the road than you have, and maybe you have as well. You just don't want to express some of that. But just so the audience understands, over the weekend, you had put out a statement concerning the Islamic attack in Chattanooga and that of your brothers in the Marines, and you had warned them. You'll learn soon enough of the Brotherhood of Marines. People can check that out on sonsoflibertymedia.com. You are one who joined the service immediately after high school, served honorably in for 4 years, mm-hmm. And now you are running, you're managing Spartan Media, which is sort of a web design and internet marketing kind of tips website currently. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay. All right. Well, what we wanted to do is we wanted to bring you on, and instead of just text, because sometimes people hear that, but they don't, and they hear the passion or they see the passion in the text, but we wanted to give you a voice to kind of speak to what are you really driving at here? You not only point out about the Islamists and warning them, but you also call out a weak president. You want to elaborate on that?
Yeah, well, it goes a lot further than that. It's not just the president, and it's not even just Congress. It's really, I would have to say, the vast majority of the elected officials and even the unelected bureaucrats. You know, these people are not listening to what the American citizens want. They don't really care about what made America great. They just want to keep pushing their power They don't care about fixing the country. They don't care about, you know, our liberties. All that they really want to do is increase their power. So they're so afraid to offend anybody that they cater to all of these special interest groups, and it's basically making America fall apart right now.
Right. And I would say it isn't so much just listening to, tell me if you agree or not, that you're a guy who has taken an oath to uphold the Constitution against enemies foreign and domestic. And I think we can, if people are honest, we have to agree these people in Washington, even though they're elected, have become domestic enemies. And it's not so much of listening to the people, it's even listening to their own oath to uphold the very document that limits them on a lot of the things you're talking about, right?
Absolutely. I mean, you look at, it doesn't matter what they say. What matters is what they do. And most of them blatantly violate the Constitution. They don't really care. They just do whatever they want to do. And, you know, nobody holds them accountable. And that's a large part of the problem, is there's no accountability.
No, I completely agree. And if there is accountability, it's the person says, I accept full responsibility and nothing's ever done for them, which means they don't accept any responsibility. They just mouth words. Like you said, there is talk but not actions. But let's get to this issue here that kind of stands out to me, and it's something that you may be familiar with, Extortion 17.
Yes.
Okay. Some parents of theirs, Billy and Karen Vaughn, have told me and have written on the issue of the rules of engagement are what are putting our soldiers in danger overseas. And one of the things I like that you pointed out was these won't apply to us here on our home soil. You want to elaborate on that?
Well, absolutely. I mean, it's like the way that I look at it is if somebody comes into your house, you know, if somebody kicks down my door in the middle of the night, there's not going to be any warning. There's not going to be any, hey, you know, why don't you put your hands up, buddy? It's going to be very loud, very violent, and very quick. And that's the same way that it's going to work here. You know, if they want to attack people here, you know, that kind of stuff might fly in other countries where everyone's afraid of them. But here, even though America has kind of declined a lot, the people themselves are still very independent, and we can take care of ourselves. I mean, you look at what happened after the shooting in Chattanooga. Even though all of these recruiting offices are considered gun-free zones, what happened? Immediately, veterans went out, and they posted up guards at these places. So even if our leaders aren't going to do the right thing, our citizens still will. And that's something that other countries, they just don't understand. And if they want to play that game, they're going to find out the hard way that that's not going to work here.
Yeah, and that is an example of things that is spoken of on this radio show often. 1 John 3:18 talks about demonstrating our love by what we do. You were talking earlier about people saying one thing and doing another. And then you just gave an example of people who, yeah, some people might think it's for show, but I think the fact is they really love their veterans, they love their military service people, and they want to go defend them when our government is taking the rights they fought to preserve. And I think that's the foundation, is the Bible influence, it determines that morality. And if we're seeing that in our people, that is a great thing. But I agree with you, and you gave some instances. You were talking about a pudgy middle-aged guy wearing his khakis in the mall, killing the Islamists before he can say Allah snack bar, and then the soccer mom. I mean, look, people in my family, my wife, my daughters, are armed, and so when we go out, I've told Bradley this before. I can go into Walmart. I'm not fearful because I know my neighbors around me. Probably 75% of the people, at least, in the Walmart that I go into, are armed. And so before somebody could even get all out, you know, 10 people would have a bead drawn on the guy, and maybe a couple people would unshot him. So I agree with you, and I think they need to hear that.
Well, and that's the thing is, and even as much as people like you and I are aware of this, I think that even the people who are a little more removed from that world still have kind of a clue what's going on. Because if you look at what's happened over the last couple of years, gun sales and concealed carry permits have surged. So people know that something's not right, and they know that they need to do things to protect themselves, protect their families, because the government's not going to do it. So it's something that we have to band together and rely on our friends and our neighbors, because that's all that we have at this point.
Well, and that's true love. That's not the love that's warm and fuzzy and syrupy and all of this kind of stuff that kind of wants to hug you and kiss you and pat you on the back. It's a real love that's willing to lay down your life, if need be, for others, for your friends or those you don't even know. And I think that's part of where we see the American spirit come from is from the foundation that we have in the Bible, because Christ demonstrated that by laying his life down for his friends. And so I think you draw a good parallel there in what we're dealing with. Now, as far as these Marines, were you did you happen to know any of those Marines who were killed?
No, I didn't personally know any of them. But as far as the Marine Corps goes, every Marine is my brother or sister, and I would, you know, do anything for them just like they would do anything for me. You know, I don't care if you're driving down the street and you've never met this guy before. You see somebody rolling down the street with a Marine Corps sticker on, you're going to wave. You see somebody broken down on the side of the road with a Marine Corps sticker on, you're going to pull over and help them. That's just how we are. And, you know, that spreads to some degree to the other branches as well. You know, all of the military really is going to stick together.
Sure. I've heard that before. And can you tell people why that is?
Well, you have a group of people who are basically putting aside their own self-interest to go and do something bigger than themselves. You know, they're going in there to defend the country. And then once you're there, you go through some of the most horrendous experiences that you could ever imagine, and you learn to take care of each other and support each other. And, I mean, you guys love each other like family at that point. You've gone through things that nobody could even understand. I can have a conversation with one of my Marine brothers, and if you were not in the military and you sat there, you would not get half of it. You might understand the words, but you're just not going to get what it really means. And
right.
There's that, because of that special bond, because of what we've gone through and what we understand that other people don't, then that's what changes, you know, what we're willing to do for each other.
No, amen. I appreciate that. I really do, because there are, from training to warfare to even peacetime things, there are things that you guys do that I don't understand. You can tell me about them, but I haven't been through them. And so I can really appreciate that. And I think that's what resonated with a lot of military people and what you said, because they think the same way. Just because we're here at home, we may not even be in uniform, but we're going to stand with each other. And if you come here on our home turf, it may be where we put you in the ground. and I appreciate that. I really do. Well, Jeremy, I know your time is short, and I don't want to get caught up against the break, but is there anything else you want to do? You want to tell us, tell people where they can find you online or anything like that?
Yeah, sure. You can find me on Facebook, or you can go to my company's website as well. And if you don't mind, I'd like to mention something else.
Yeah, quickly, we're running up against the break.
Sure. So for the people who want to help out the vets, look out for some of the local organizations. There's two in particular that I want to point out. 22 Until None, that's one of the organizations that helps with a lot of the veteran suicide issues. And Warrior Talk Radio is another one.
Okay. Thank you, Jeremy. Appreciate your time, brother.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2 per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
Free from the shackles of corporate America. We're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendivite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Identity theft is real. So real, it could be making you its next victim right now. At the gas pump, bank, or store where you shop with your credit card, bad guys with RFID scanners can peer into your wallet or purse from a short distance away, stealing information from your RFID-enabled credit or debit cards, passports, room keys, and ID cards without you even knowing it. Stop the bad guys now with an RFID-blocking wallet from ID Stronghold. ID Stronghold founded the entire RFID blocking industry over 10 years ago. Their stylish sleeves, clutch purses, and wallets are shielded throughout. The best you can buy at great pricing, as low as $14.99. Don't wait until your wallet needs replacing. Protect your identity now. Click IDStronghold.com or call 1-800-610-2770. That's 1-800-610-2770. ID Stronghold, the original RFID wallet company.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. We just had on Marine Sergeant Jeremy Noss, and we kind of ran up against a break there. But in case you didn't catch the last part, he's talking about support for 22untilnone.com and also warriortalkradio.com. He wants to have your support there for our veterans. And, of course, we want to do that. We always support our veterans here at Sons of Liberty Radio. In keeping in line with that and kind of jumping off of what Sergeant Knopf was speaking about, it's come out that several states have moved to arm their full-time military personnel. One of those is Arkansas Governor Asa Hutchinson, who over the weekend released a press statement in which he said that he wanted to make sure that those who had been unarmed, who were full-time personnel, were armed. Now, there wasn't a lot that was going on. He gives the quote here. He says, "We've had numerous instances of attacks. Clearly, they are a target, and for us to have unarmed military personnel makes no sense." I agree. It makes absolutely no sense. You train these guys with weapons. Why would you make them be unarmed? Oh, we're concerned they might shoot up the place. Well, wait a minute. If you're concerned they might shoot up the place, why would you have them in the service in the first place? And why would you trust them to be trained with a weapon? That doesn't make any sense. And because it doesn't make any sense to Hutchinson, he says, "I'm directing Major General Mark Berry to arm full-time personnel as he deems necessary at military installations." Now, I have this article up on sonsoflibertymedia.com. This governor authorized adjutant general to arm full-time military personnel, and he's not the only one. I have that up on there. I held off, but I wanted to get it up before the radio show, and I'm still waiting a call back from the governor's office because What I want to know is, not are you arming the National Guard, which is what the other states are doing that are tied to this, whether it's Louisiana or Indiana or Oklahoma or Florida or any of that stuff. They've already made similar moves. Their governors have already done similar things, but they're calling it full-time personnel. My question to the governor's office is, does this include recruitment centers? Does this include the officers who are there? Are they allowed to be armed? See, because this whole allowance of being armed smacks and flies in the face, first, of liberty, second, of the Second Amendment. I mean, these are people who have volunteered to put their lives on the line to preserve, not to give us, but to preserve the rights God gave us. And chief among those are the ability to defend ourselves, our family, our neighbors, our state, and our country, which in my case, state and country are the same thing. I'm still old school. South Carolina is my country. Why in the world have we allowed elected officials to be bought off and sell us out and sell the Constitution out to various interests, whether they're communist, Islamist, corporations, you name it, in order to do away with our rights? Why is that? Why do we do that? I don't think the issue is a weak president. I don't even think it's a weak Congress. I think it's a weak people. The American people have a great spirit, as Sergeant Knopf was pointing out before. Great spirit. Look at what they've done in Georgia, in Virginia. There were several other locations after I wrote the article I wrote over the weekend where they went to the recruitment centers and just stood guard. Look at their spirit. They want to do the right thing. But when it comes to putting elected officials into office, here's what gets told to us. Well, I know you're a big Christian over there, but, you know, the Constitution says there's no religious test oaths to be required. Let me tell you something right off the bat. The Constitution may not demand it, but every Christian listening to me, you ought to demand it. The Constitution does not keep you, the individual, from requiring of someone who is asking for your vote, who is saying, I'm going to represent you before God as the minister of God in a place of authority. It doesn't keep you from demanding that they are Christian, that they adhere to the principles that are taught there, and that they will do what is right in the sight of God. It doesn't limit you in that. And sadly, some people are going to get ticked off at me, but I'm going to tell you anyway. Sadly, many Christians who are listening to me right now, in 2012, you voted for a man who one day believes he will be God. He is a polytheist. He believes that God was once man, and I'm talking about Mitt Romney. You voted for that. And I said at the time, I won't vote for him. I didn't vote for Barack Obama. I voted for someone else. And I know the talk. Well, that's a vote for Barack Obama. No, it's not. It's a vote for the person I put it for, between me and God. That's the only people who know, except for you, who I told. But the point of the matter is, will you honor God in the closet of the voting booth, or will you not? What's it going to be? But when we look at what has gone on here, the response, I mean, I have to hand it to the Arkansas governor and the governor of Louisiana, Bobby Jindal, Rick Scott from Florida, Mike Pence from Indiana, Mary Fallon from Oklahoma, and a couple of others who said, yeah, you know what, we need to make sure these guys are armed all the time, that they're in full time. But my question is, why not, why restrict arming them at all? Why restrict them? Is it not a God-given right? And you say, well, there are limits on this, that, and the other, and this, that, and the other. Let me see if I can put it in perspective. people often say, well, there are limits on the First Amendment. We heard this from Senator Chuck Schumer from New York. I believe it was last year. He was making some of these claims. And what he said was, you know, he gave the old adage of, well, you can't shout fire in a crowded theater. Yeah, you can, if there's a fire. If there's not a fire, can you still shout fire? Yes, but are there consequences for you shouting it? Yes, because you're lying. And you, then you put people's lives in danger. Do you see the difference? One is to save life, the other endangers it. Do you see the difference? There's not a limitation on free speech, per se. There are consequences for speech that is criminal. And that's the difference. Just like, look, take, for instance, the police officer who shot down the jihadis down in Texas. He killed them. They have no life anymore. Is he a murderer? No. He's defending life. He's defending life. Then you get the jihadi in Tennessee, and what does he do? He murders four Marines, one Navy petty officer. Is he defending life? Is he committing criminal acts? Yeah. Is it based upon a particular ideology? You betcha. And I'm going to tell you what your federal government will not tell you. America faces an enemy. Ultimately, it is sin, and it's rampant throughout a lot of our land. But when it comes to this issue that we're talking about here, our enemy, are you ready for this? Is not radical Islam. It's not. There is no such thing as radical Islam. Our enemy is Islam. And if we won't stand up and demand that at least, at the very least, these recruitment officers, our military bases, these guys are allowed to be armed, then we're just stupid. There's no other way to say it. It is stupid to see the enemy, to see how the enemy works, to know that there's a domestic enemy in the White House who is on their side. This guy wouldn't even fly the flag at half staff after the Islamic Jihad attack in Tennessee on Thursday. But yet, when the sodomites got the ruling they wanted from the Supreme Court, which was illegal and unconstitutional and should have never even been heard, what did he do? He lit up the White House. Your White House, America. Your White House. That's your house. He lit it up in the perverted rainbow, which God used to show that he would not judge the world against his sin anymore with water. And the rebels against God use that as a symbol of their pride, which God said he opposes, but he gives grace to the humble. They use it as a symbol that, oh, well, God won't judge us. And they're so ignorant of the scriptures that they fail to understand the same God that says, I won't destroy the world with water anymore. I'm going to destroy it with fire. And make no mistake, every person who continues to engage in sin and rebellion against God will face the wrath of God, and our God is a consuming fire. He is a consuming fire. So you can wave your rainbow flag around all you want, and you can engage in the most disgusting behavior all you want, but rest assured, there is a time coming of accounting, and you will give an account to the judge of all men, the Lord Jesus Christ. You're going to give and judge, because one out of one people die. And the Bible tells us it's accounted unto man once to die, and after that, the judgment. We'll finish this up on the other side of the break. Stay with us.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Greetings, I'm Ron Strom, commentary editor for WND.com. And I'd like to take this opportunity to thank Bradley Dean for the vital work he does through his radio show, Sons of Liberty. I think of Bradley Dean as a biblical patriot on steroids.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
We are a survival company. We manufacture our own line of Level 3 and Level 3A body armor. We proudly make our armor 100% in America. We have the best prices in the nation, about $125 cheaper than our nearest competitor. All lab certified. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3. We are Fortress Survival LLC.com.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. KD offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free tactical scarf for a limited time with any body armor package. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
Hey, I want to jump over just a little bit and inform you of something. We don't have it on sonsoflibertymedia.com, but I do want to let you know there is Representative Duncan Hunter who is finalizing a bill that would try to address this issue that we talked about in the last segment, and that is arming our military recruitment centers. I'll tell you this. I appreciate that it's a step forward. The problem that I have with all of this is that there is still limitation. In other words, what Representative Hunter wants to do is he wants to have the Department of Defense determine certain policies rather than it being some kind of federal law, which is not really law, since they're not authorized to write law regarding arms at all. And I've been over this before. You go back in history. When we fought the first war against terrorism, that was Thomas Jefferson. It was called the Barbary Wars. You can do some research on that. And do you know how we fought it? We fought it with letters of marque and reprisal. That's something that Congress doesn't want to think about. They just, in fact, oftentimes what we're finding, we're in Iraq now, it is unconstitutional. It was unconstitutional the first time. It's unconstitutional now because Obama pulled him out and he just went and sent him in and nobody called him on it. He didn't have any authorization to send anybody in anywhere. This is the difference between a republic and a monarchy. And recently, even Representative Trey Gowdy was down here in Greenville about a week or so ago. And he was talking about the issue of impeachment, you know, and he was saying we can't even get 50 votes. What difference does that make? The issue is it's your duty to hold the guy who's in the executive branch accountable, and the Constitution says you impeach him for high crimes and misdemeanors. And a misdemeanor, for those who are unaware, is the smallest infraction of the law. Even Obama supporters from 2008 are running from this guy. Why? Because they know he's a lawless man. And here, when we come to the issue of dealing with something that is just, it's a basic fundamental. Here's Representative Duncan Hunter, who is putting forth legislation to arm the recruiting centers. And according to a report that's out, he's putting the final touches on this, but it will give the Pentagon two options. The Pentagon, okay? Let officers in charge of recruiting centers carry a weapon or provide the recruiting center with outside security. Now, forgive me if I'm just a little simple. I'm not simple-minded, but I am simple, okay? I'm a redneck from South Carolina. I acknowledge that. Why do we want to have outside security for guys who've already been trained in arms? That doesn't make any sense at all, does it? Why do we want to give the Pentagon the ability to tell officers that they've trained in arms whether or not they can carry those arms? That makes absolutely no sense. How about we get somebody who runs for office and says, you know what? I'm not running to give you what you want. I'm running to stand by what the Constitution says, which means in the majority of cases, American people, the stuff you quote-unquote want means squat because it's not authorized in the Constitution. And you want to see somebody do that? You go do a search for a 2004 debate with Michael Peruca. He was a 2004 presidential candidate then, and you watch him debate that. He is the only man I have ever seen. There were like 10 questions between him, a Communist Party guy, a Green Party guy, and a Libertarian Party guy. He is the only candidate I have ever heard in my entire life say, I wouldn't do anything because the Constitution doesn't give me authority to do that. The only guy. When are we going to have people running for office who say, look, I'm all for repealing every unconstitutional law that infringes on the rights of the people, and I'm for getting rid of every unconstitutional federal agency that exists, ATF, EPA, Education Department, any of that stuff. Well, we saw some of that with Ron Paul. And people rejected it. And you know why they rejected it? Because they've been indoctrinated in the public indoctrination centers called public schools, which the South, we're getting into the Confederacy. I don't want to run all over the place, but there are some things at length. Go back and read Robert L. Dabney's On Secular Education. Pick it up at Amazon. It's like $4. It's about 70 pages. And listen to what he said in the 1860s. And he warned about the North coming in and forcing public education on the South. And why were they doing that? To indoctrinate the people for totalitarianism. And, yep, that was under Lincoln. And I know I've caught some criticism for criticizing Lincoln, but look, if all you're going to listen to is what your teacher told you, you're not going to go back and look at his writings, you're not going to look back at his speeches, you're not going to look back at history, you are succumbing to the same thing that other generations around the world have succumbed to, and that's tyranny. The Bible is clear. God's law is what it is. God's law should be ruling and reigning among the individuals of the people of the United States, and it's not. Sadly, the Constitution isn't even ruling in our land. And yet we have people saying, well, the only remedy we have is to revise the Constitution through an Article 5 convention, and they forget what happened at the last time there was revising of articles, 1787. You got a brand new constitution. You got a brand new fact form of validating that constitution, ratifying it. That of unanimous, it was 3/4. If people won't obey what is written now, what makes you think they'll obey what you write in the future? You have lawless men. And as for our military servicemen and women who've been trained with arms, I think they ought to be allowed to be carrying those arms everywhere they go. In fact, I'll go beyond that. The Second Amendment affords it for you and me, those who haven't served in there, because we are the militia in the Second Amendment. We're the ones who protect, who squash insurrection. That's us. It's not the National Guard. It's not the United States military. It's us. It's the people. We do that. And sadly, we watch as our neighbor's land is taken unconstitutionally, illegally, immorally. We stand by while government comes in among our neighbors and does all kinds of, and commits all kinds of atrocities against them. And we sit back and say, isn't happening to me. I mean, I feel sorry for you guys, but it didn't happen to me. Where's our righteousness, America? You say, well, but then it will become vigilante. No, it's love. It's love to stand up for those who are being oppressed. That's a vast difference from violating the law. The ones who are violating the law are assuming the mantle of law. And they must be resisted, as Bradley wrote in his article this past week. You know, he talked about resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. That's exactly right. When the tyrants, when Peter and John stood before the tyrant in Jerusalem of the Pharisees, of the Sanhedrin, the scribes, and they told him, you can't preach in Jesus' name, what did they say? They determined what's up to you. I mean, we're going to do it anyway. We're going to be obedient to God, not to you. In fact, they were willing, all of the disciples were willing to seal that testimony. Specifically about the Lord Jesus, who he was, what he did, what he accomplished, they were willing to seal it with their own blood. I'm not one to go out on the internet and say, I'll do this, this, and this, and this, and this. I'm just not going to do that. I recognize my own weakness. But if God gives me strength, if he strengthens me, I will stand. I will stand against the tyranny that has already been rearing its head for at least 100 years in our country. Do you know, and I'll finish off with this, do you know that from 1776 to 1927, 150 years, we had no gun control law? Keep that in mind. We'll talk to you in 23. Thank you.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
We are a survival company. We manufacture our own line of Level 3 and Level 3A body armor. We proudly make our armor 100% in America. We have the best prices in the nation, about $125 cheaper than our nearest competitor. All lab certified, for thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3. We are...